Hello, and welcome once again to the Hog Blog Podcast. Unless this is the first episode you're listening to, in which case, welcome for the first time to the Hog Blog Podcast, which is my little effort to make the podcasting world just a wee bit about Peanuts books. I'm Nat Gertler. I run the blog at hog.com, and my qualifications to talk about Peanuts books comes largely from having far too many of them. A couple weeks back, I did an episode taking a look at the Charlie Brown Dictionary. Now, if I want my discussion of Peanuts reference books to be more encyclopedic, I'm clearly going to have to talk about Charlie Brown Encyclopedia, a set of books that has been issued repeatedly, although not for a while. The story of Charlie Brown Encyclopedia really starts in 1976 with the publication of Charlie Brown's Superbook of Questions and Answers, a publication of Random House, which the subtitle tells you is about all kinds of animals, from snails to people. This was followed in the next year by Charlie Brown's second Superbook of Questions and Answers, subtitled About the Earth and Space from Plants to Planets. 1978 brought Charlie Brown's third Superbook of Questions and Answers, about all kinds of boats and planes, cars and trains, and other things that move. 1979 had the fourth Superbook, about all kinds of people and how they live. They skipped 1980, but 1981 brought a fifth and final Superbook, about all kinds of things and how they work. There were two other books that seemed to tie into this series, 1982's Charlie Brown's Encyclopedia of Energy, and 1984's Charlie Brown's Superbook of Things to Do and Collect. The Superbooks were big books, 8.5 by 11 inches, 160 pages, full color. There are lots of Peanuts illustrations. There's some simple strip reprints, but more original-ish art, presumably not genuine Schultz, but well-reworked images with new material, so that you see such things as Peppermint Patty looking at a diagram of a brake drum, or Snoopy's doghouse having a solar roof. He's thinking, it's nice being the first one on the block with a solar house. I can tell you folks that it is, indeed is. Now, this entire line of books was edited by a woman named Hedda Nussbaum, and if I ever get around to doing an episode on the dark and or tragic figures associated with Peanuts books, Hedda's going to be, well, certainly not the only person on that list, high on the list nonetheless. Her key to notoriety goes to 1987, so after these books came out, when her life partner of the time, Joel Steinberg, killed a 6-year-old child that they'd been raising. As the story came out, Nussbaum herself had been a victim of domestic abuse from Steinberg. Some of this abuse was going on already while she'd been working on the Peanuts books, although some neighbors perceived it as a consensual sadomasochistic relationship. So, some folks see her as a victim, others believe she was a willing participant in the abuse of the children that the couple had custody of. There was talk of drugs and of sexual abuse of the children and all the sort of things that one wouldn't want to associate with a line of entertaining and educational books for kids. It was a big story back in the day, and really brought forward the conversation about domestic abuse. And that's all I'll say about that for now. Anyway, starting in 1980, Funk and Wagnalls, the dictionary publisher, started reorganizing the material from these books, expanding it some, and turning them into Charlie Brown's Cyclopedia. That's right, not encyclopedia, just cyclopedia, which is an archaic word that means, well, encyclopedia. Only on these books, they put an apostrophe before cyclopedia, as if they don't really mean the word cyclopedia, but are just showing some sort of lazy dialect pronunciation of encyclopedia. Part of me is convinced that the reason they didn't just use the word encyclopedia is that if they put the words Brown and encyclopedia next to each other, people would think they were talking about Encyclopedia Brown, a totally different character. For those who aren't aware, Encyclopedia Brown is the title character in a series of whodunit stories for children. Encyclopedia isn't his real name. His real name, in the fictional contents, let's be clear, these were not documentary books, but Encyclopedia's real first name was Leroy. That's right, he was Leroy Brown. Did he grow up to be Bad Bad Leroy Brown of song fame? Well, both Encyclopedia Brown creator Donald J. Sobel and Bad Bad Leroy Brown songwriter Jim Croce are now dead, so we may never know that for sure. Anyway, that is your pointless trivia digression for today. And now I can get on with all the more on-topic bits of pointless trivia. There were 15 volumes in the Cyclopedia, issued from 1980 to 1981. The topics were, in order, your body, all kinds of animals from fish to frogs. That sounds like it would just be the animals that start with F. And alphabetically speaking, not even include ferrets. Ferrets must always be included. All kinds of animals from dinosaurs to elephants. Well, now we have D's and E's, but still skip ferrets. Cars and trains and other things that move. Boats and other things that float. Planes and other things that fly. Space travel. Stars and planets and plants. That seems a rapid jump in scale. The Earth, weather and climate. People around the world. What we wear. Holidays. Machines and how they work. Sound, light and air. And finally, electricity and magnetism. Now, the copyright page of that final volume will tell you both that it's a 1981 release and that a large part of this volume was previously published in Charlie Brown's Fifth Superbook of Questions and Answers, which is also listed as a 1981 release, so they were probably actually being prepared simultaneously. The Cyclopedia volumes are 60 pages, roughly the same format as the Charlie Brown Dictionary. The pages are again numbered through the volumes, which lets them put an index at the end of volume 15, very handy. I can look in there and indeed verify that, alas, ferrets are nowhere to be found in this series. And this was again a series that was issued through grocery stores. You had to keep going back to buy new volumes. And once again, you'll find that the earlier, cheaper volumes are easier to find on the used market than the later ones, because not everyone stuck around as the series went on. These books are full of useful information, presented in a fun way, even if I can argue with its accuracy. For example, the end of Volume 1, your body tells us that if you have an average appetite, you'll probably eat more than 35 tons of food in your lifetime. You would need 70 station wagons to bring home such a large grocery order. Now, this overlooks the basic fact that station wagons are reusable. You can use the same station wagon 70 times or more, and it'll probably be easier to coordinate than trying to fit 70 separate station wagons into your driveway while you unload them. But that's neither here nor there. That first run was apparently successful, because Funk and Wagnalls reworked and reissued the set a decade later, rearranging the order of the volumes, and they added a 16th volume this time. And it was all about me. No, I'm not saying that it was all about me, Nat Gertler, the Og blogger, although wouldn't that have been cool? You'd have bought a copy, right? No? Yeah, you're right, I'm not that fascinating. No, the final volume is titled All About Me, and what it is a book full of forms to explain who you are. You get spaces to fill in what your name is, what books you like, what songs you like, what you want to be when you grow up. I've got two copies of this, and I'm kind of disappointed that they're both in mint condition. It'd be kind of nice to hit the used book marketplace and find the chronicling of some 8-year-old's hopes and dreams. Sometimes used books are nice because they're perfect, and sometimes used books are nice because they've been through the hands of others and carry the marks of having had a life of their own. Anyway, Funk and Wagnalls also offered a plastic bookshelf for that second set, and I've got one around here somewhere, still in its packaging. It's called Snoopy's Bookshelf, and it's red and shaped like a doghouse, of course. So the 1990s edition of the Cyclopedia was not the end of the line for this material. As in 1994, Derrydale Publishing, which was connected to Random House, who you'll remember put out the super books in the first place, Derrydale put out a series of 5 books under the series titled Snoopy's World. These books, Creatures Large and Small, How Things Work, Land and Space, People and Customs of the World, and Earth, Water and Air, each collect 3 volumes of the 1990 edition of the Cyclopedia. These were deliberately cheap books made to sell at the discount tables, what one often thinks of as the remainder tables at bookstores. So anyway, to sum up, this 1994 series of books is a reworking of the 1990 series of books, which is a reworking of the 1980 series of books, which was a reworking of the series that started in the 1970s. Recycling is alive. But 1994 wasn't the end of the life for this material. I've got all 15 volumes of 2003's Encyclopedia de Carlitos. Carlitos is what they called Charlie Brown in Spanish, and it's often used as the name for the Peanut series. Anyway, this is the Mexican edition of these books, and it's still a 15-volume set, but it's a slightly different 15 volumes. They've gotten rid of the Holidays Around the World volume and made volume 15 La Magia de México, The Magic of Mexico. The cover has, of course, Linus in a sombrero and sandals. and an image of the shape of Mexico filled with little Woodstock heads. The book covers the history, geography, flora and fauna, and the arts of Mexico. I would not be surprised if there were foreign editions for other markets, but I've not yet stumbled on them. And I guess we'll stop there for today's podcast. Be sure to stop by the blog at Ogg.com. If you haven't been there over the past month, you've missed some interesting stuff involving which Peanuts character is a Trekkie, and why that's been covered up for decades. If you have any comments on today's episode, or past episodes, or have enough psychic power to comment on upcoming episodes, please send those comments to questions@augh.com. That's AAUGH.com. And until next time, may you be kind to all the animals, from dinosaurs to elephants, from fish to frogs, and to any ferrets that happen by. May your station wagon be reusable, and may all your griefs be good ones.